Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and welcome to Hollywood Connections Special. And we are so excited. Stay tuned, because I want to tell you about this amazing restaurant in town. We have the owner, but let's play that commercial real quick, Tommy. And I want to say, Tommy, my engineer, is doing such an amazing job. He's been there for me on all my shows, and I just want to thank him from my heart for doing this commercial at the last minute for Russo's New York Style Pizza. Are we ready? We'll be right back. Russo's New York Pizzeria is authentic Italian cuisine, open now at 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, Florida. Come and join us and have some hand-tossed pizza, the best in town, and from our fire brick ovens, and gives you that crispy, authentic New York crust. And also, we offer many ways to enjoy New York-style pizza. Dine in, take out, free delivery, and you can call 727-648-4304. We'll see you at Russo's Pizza. I didn't do the coupon thing. And we're back. And thank you so much. This is a short segment here. And welcome, Norman, from Russo's New York Style Pizza right here in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay and Belcher. Welcome.
Thank you, Dawn.
I'm so excited. We have so much going on. But I want to find out your hours first. What time you open, you close, and your specials during the week.
So we are open from 11 to 10.
Right.
Every day. And our specials, we have free knots on Mondays.
Those were good. I had those yesterday.
Absolutely. It's one of our highest selling products. So
exactly.
And then Tuesdays, we have also free knots and $3 beers on before 4 o'clock.
Oh, so you have a little happy hour before that.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So I had met him first. I always thank people that thank me to get, you know, where I am today. And my sister-in-law, Lena, works there.
Yes.
And she does an amazing job. And she said, you need to meet my sister-in-law. And we connected, and we're doing some amazing things that we're excited about.
Yeah, I think that was what was interesting meeting with you, is you had so many ideas and
exactly
brought so much energy to the team. So I'm excited to work with you.
Oh, yes. Can we tell a little bit of the secrets, what we're working on?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. So stay tuned. You know, there's not a lot to do in Clearwater at night, you know, and you don't, in Clearwater Beach, we don't like going over the bridge. You know, we're like, stay on this side of the bridge. And we're looking to open up a comedy night over there, and we're working with the National Comedy Hall of Fame. They're moving their office to Clearwater, and we have a huge meeting, and we're talking about with some major comics and opening this up. And then we also are looking to have open mic night, so comics can come and practice, do poetry, come and sing, whatever your talent is.
Absolutely. We're looking to do that on Tuesday. Open mic.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then we want to do car shows and bike shows.
Yeah, that's our goal.
That's our goal. That's super exciting. And I'm so blessed. I want to thank you, because I have all my friends on Facebook and social media. And I put together, you know, I have a segment under here called The Concierge Show. And I was a concierge, and I'm with the concierge associations, which I'm working to get back into. And what I'm excited about, I have the Clearwater Concierge Networking Group. And December 13th, I have producers, agents, casting directors, local people in business that want to come in from 7 to 10 p.m. or 7 to 9. And we just want to get you to get up and introduce yourself and tell us who you are. And then we want to do this once a month. And then we only ask you to buy an entree, you know, buy pizza. You know, if you have a little girl that you can't get a babysitter, then bring them with you and dress up. It's a Christmas event. And so that's going to be at Russo's New York Style Pizza. So I wanted to kind of confirm that with everybody. They're like, what did you send me in my inbox? You know, I'm like, well, you know, I am a concierge. So I've been a concierge my whole life. And so that's what I'm bringing to Russo's as well. And then we have some other exciting opportunities for people that we have. Your venue is amazing.
Yes, quite amazing. Yes.
I walk in and it's so classy. And so, you know, I joined I Love St. Pete Key Tag with 85,000 people that are on there. And that's because of my husband and our sailboats, sunkisscharters.com, of course. But my husband said, join that and start posting so I can post 3 different businesses a day. Thank you, Stan Arthur. And the cool thing is, some lady had posted that she was looking for a venue for a birthday party and 80 to 95 people. And I said, you know, here's our deal. And she goes, I'll meet you tomorrow. So that's so cool. So you can also come in and rent the venue, and you can cater as well.
Yeah, and it's a wide open concept. So you can see the kitchen and the pizza maker. So they're tossing pizza right in front of you.
And everything is made from scratch. There's no preservatives. Everything is made from scratch right there.
Absolutely.
That's what's amazing, too. And people ask me, what about I'm a vegan? I don't eat this. Well, we had vegan pizza last night with Maria.
Correct. Absolutely.
And I had amazing chicken fettuccine.
It's gluten-free, so we can do gluten-free pastas, gluten-free pizza. So
that's so cool. That's so cool. And then also, too, is we had a networking meeting with ladies last night, and we're actually working to bring a lot of business as well to Russo's New York Style Pizza. So if you're driving and you're like, you know, I have a family reunion, I have a birthday party, I have a baby shower. We even have an in-house lady that is, her name is Maria, and she can decorate the place to the T for what you need. And actually, I think her daughter's on TV when she did the four weddings. She decorated that whole set. So she knows that's her forte. That's her amazing business on that as well. And I want to give everybody, if you have a chance, please like us on Russo's New York Pizzeria up on Clearwater. You have a Facebook?
Yes, we do.
So yes, you have 10,000 followers already.
Yeah, so we're quite popular in the area.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have from comedians and so many things that are going to be happening here. And like I said, I don't live very far away. And I love it where I can say, hey, there's a comedy show. Maybe I can host it. That's my thing.
Your MC.
I would be the MC. Of course I would. Yes, I would. And I love comedy. Of course, I went to comedy school and I never finished because I was a comedy dropout. But the cool thing is I'm going to be working with the National Comedy Hall of Fame. And we've got an amazing man named Tony that is going to be working with us. And he's opened so many clubs. So stay tuned because there's a lot of things happening over here at Russo's New York Style Pizza. Again, it's Golf to Bay and Belcher. It's in the public shopping center on the side.
Correct.
You can't miss it.
Facing north.
Exactly. It says open now.
Yes.
Exactly. Do you have any pizza specials? Now, somebody had asked if you sell pieces by the slice or...
Yeah, so we have the extra large slices, which are part of our 28-inch large pizzas.
Okay.
So it's much larger than your typical size. But
wow.
We have two topping pizzas with a drink for $7.99.
That's a great deal. And then also you deliver between how many miles?
5 miles.
About 5 miles from the vicinity of Gulf to Bay and Belcher.
Correct.
There you go, everybody. Okay, you're wondering what to have tonight for pizza. Now, if you're listening to the show, can I get authorized on this? Because I didn't do it on the commercial.
Absolutely.
He's like, what is she going to do? I would like to give a $5 off if you go into Russo's Pizza this week. And just say you heard it on Dawn Reese Hollywood Connections special. And this is like concierge segment of what to do, travel and everything. And just tell them, yeah, Dawn Reese Concierge and Hollywood Connections sent you. So there you go. So any other last words that you'd like to talk about Russo's Pizza?
No, I think, Clearwater is a great place. And we're open for business and hopefully bring all the new business into this new speakeasy.
Yes, exactly. I see it as the spot because of all the cars going by and it's catchy. You have the outside. You've got the outside seating. We also, I noticed yesterday when somebody was asking me, they said, do you have wheelchair ramps? We are having a birthday party. I said, yes, we do. And we have that access for the people as well to come in there.
And the goal is when we do the car shows, we can open up the front where it's open up to Gulf to Bay.
Right.
Allow maybe 30, 40 cars.
So I'll be running commercials on that. So we're really excited about some things that are happening. So keep that in mind and just say, walk in and say, Dawn sent me. So you'll know who it is. All right. And this is Dawn Reese with Russo's New York Style Pizza on my concierge show segment. And I look forward to having you on December 13th. You can go to my Facebook, look for me under Dawn Reese, and you can see that as well. And the Clearwater Concierge Group, add yourself to it and we'll add you to the business. You never know. You could be discovered by an agent, casting director, network with business associates. It's going to be super fun. And we'll be back right after this little song here of our Hollywood intro, Tommy. And I'm going to bring my comedian guest in and stay here because you're in for a treat. I'm Dawn Reese, so don't turn that channel. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. So, hi, everybody. On this second half, I'm super excited that you joined us. And we have a special guest. I want to introduce her. Yeah, say, tell everybody who you are.
Juanita Lolita.
She's a Christian comic.
A clean comedian.
Yes, a clean comedian. And we are here. Did you hear what we're doing at Russo's New York Style Pizza?
I was listening. I couldn't much get past just pizza. That just sounded good. So everything after that was a blur, but I know pizza, so
yes.
We're good.
So we're going to be doing a lot of things over there, comedy night, open
nice.
Mic night. And so how long have you been performing?
What? A long time, other than 2020.
Amazing.
A lot of performing.
So what made you want to be a comedian?
Somebody else signed me up for an open mic at a comedy club, and that's
open
how it
mic.
All started.
That's what we're talking about,
mic. Open mics.
Lovely. So I have to ask you, because a lot of people, me and my husband were discussing this the other day. So Norman, meet Lola. Lola, meet Norman.
Lolita, close enough. It's only her job.
So are you funny at home?
All the time, yeah. I get paid to be me. It's awesome.
You know, is it true that like if you're a significant other or husband or boyfriend or somebody that you're with, that you say something and then they tick you off and then you go, I'm going to use that on stage.
Yeah,
and you're never going to regret that.
No. I just follow him around with a pen and piece of paper. That's what it is. It's probably why we're divorced now.
Oh, gosh. So what's been funny in your land? Like, can you give us a little stand-up comedy, sit-down comedy?
What do you mean what's been funny in my land? All kinds of stuff has been funny
in my
land.
I know. Every day is always something.
Every day is something. So I'm continually writing new stuff now, and I'm looking forward to, you know, trying some of that stuff up on the stages and doing. I have a show tomorrow night in Cape Coral.
Where is it at?
Cape Coral. In one week, I went from Virginia to Ocala, the Villages area, to Fort Myers, to Naples, and then Tampa. It was like 5 days, five shows.
Wow. That's amazing.
A lot of driving.
A lot of people, one of the casting directors I had on last 2 weeks ago, she's like, oh, I love her. I hire her all the time.
And I was in a movie yesterday. Yep. Thank you, Carly.
Yes, Carly. Yes, Carly, the casting director. And so any advice to new comics that are out there that want to do open mic?
Do the open mic at Russo's. I mean, that's amazing. We don't have a lot of that in this area.
That's good advice.
Yeah. And buy pizza. Pizza always makes you funny.
So a lot of times, you know, when we're talking about this, like you have an event someplace, like at, let's say, Russo's, and people come in to do open mic night and they just order water or soda. And you're like, no. So how do we get people to buy the food? Right? You know, like
the smell.
I was going to say, it's pizza. They're going to love it. So just bringing people out to do that kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of times if a comedian's going to get up on stage and they haven't done it before, especially they're going to bring some family to watch them.
Exactly. Know? Then you split a pizza. That's what I tell everybody. You know what? If you don't, just split. Bring two or three of your friends, split pizza.
And comedians, they're good drinkers. Not me, but most of them. So you have alcohol, you won't make a mint.
So
instead of breaking bread, we slice pizza.
That's right.
Exactly.
Sacramento wine. There you go.
That's awesome. So give everybody your website where they can go and watch you.
www.juanitalolita.com, which is JuanitaLolita.com. And they can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Funny, years ago, if I had said I tweeted, I'd have to apologize for it. And now they want me to tweet every day. So
how do you come up with your material? If you have a question for her, jump in.
He's like, there's no time. It's two women in the room. I'm done. I have the remote. That's all I need.
Yeah.
We're good.
Like, what makes your comedy funny? How do you get people laughing?
I don't know. It's just everyday life. It's the same type of something that you would look at and you go, you know what, that's really funny.
Right.
I just bring attention to it and do it up on stage. That's pretty much it.
That's true. Have you ever had a problem with a heckler?
Never.
Wow. Did you see that new show, The Comedian, on Hulu?
No, I don't watch comedy anymore.
No, it's
because
with Robert
of doing
De Niro.
Comedy. Yeah, okay. He's my favorite.
And Robert De Niro is actually the comedian. And there's a heckler that comes after him, and he takes his microphone, and he has this argument with him, and he, of course, ends up in anger management. I'm just going to tell you that part. But it's a really funny show.
Can't do Robert De Niro.
No.
I'm sorry, he dissed my president. There we go.
So I got nothing. So let me ask you this. So who have you opened for? Are you more of a headliner?
I headline a lot of rooms, but then I open up for like Sean Wayans, Arsenio Hall, that kind of thing. In fact, this last year, I was going to be his official opener and travel with him, which was awesome. But a lot of his shows got postponed, and he's been working on a project. So hopefully next year.
Wow. And you have a couple agents?
I do not.
You don't have an agent?
Mm-mm.
Oh, then I need to hook you up with a couple that are local.
Uh-huh.
Because last time you were here, Juanita
Lolita.
Lolita. Last time you were here, we had America's Got Talent call on the phone. Did anything happen of that?
Nope.
Did she follow through on that?
Yeah, I sent through the 2-minute, but it wasn't what they were looking for.
I got you. So you never know. Surprise on there.
You never know. So I can't tell you how many people after a show will go, "You need to be on America's Got Talent, honey. You're so funny. If you would just submit your stuff." And I'm like, I did. What? Oh, no. So.
Is that after a relative?
No, it's just a lot of the communities I work in.
Oh.
So and they offer to talk to them. Let me talk to them.
Yes, yes. I'll call them. I'll send them an email. It's like, we know you.
So what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on stage as a comedian?
Oh, good Lord. There's too many of those. There's
something
a lot of things
stands
funny.
Out.
That happened to me or
that
the audience?
That happened to you that you just belly laughed yourself.
Getting something wrong, saying the wrong word of what I was supposed to say or completely blanking out. I had that happen once.
Okay.
Just I got up there and I'm like, what was the next thing I was going to say? But it's funny is that your embarrassment makes them laugh even more. You know, they just think that's great. So I'm like, see, anybody can do this. It's not just me. And then I picked it up again.
Okay. So another thing, what do comics charge these days? You know, like, do they sell tickets? Do they promote the venues where you're at? Or how do you promote yourself? Like if you're going to a venue?
I will post it like a venue. You normally will do the booking. They'll look and decide, you know, who it is that they want. And they'll say, okay, this is what's going on. Then they'll promote it on their end. And then a comedian will usually promote it on their own social media accounts as well. They're going to be there, especially local. Because so much of what I do is out of the city. So,
well, next time we're going to play one of your clips, unless we can find it real quick on YouTube. And I don't know, Tommy, I know we're looking at the time here, but next
Tommy's
time we
good.
Come in. Yeah. Is it Tommy? Do you have some clips up there that we can play?
I don't know. I have Facebook and YouTube. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to bring one.
That's okay. So that's all right. We'll make sure that happens next time for sure.
Yeah, but they can find it on YouTube and Instagram and all that. And my Dry Bar Comedy special will be coming out soon, so I'm excited about that.
What's that?
Dry Bar Comedy?
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. It is a Christian-based company that does clean comedy.
Okay.
It's not necessarily Christian, just clean comedy.
I've had, you know, I put a notice up on one of the comedy websites, you know, with Facebook, and I've had over 40 people write me that are local in some other areas. I said, we'll put you on the roster list. They're sending me all their videos and everything, too, which is amazing to get the local talent. And there's a lot of new ones that just want to do stand-up from open mic night.
Correct.
So that's going to be fabulous. I'm excited about that, Norman. That's going to be super fun.
So I have a question. When you first started, with how long did it take you to get into your groove and actually start feeling comfortable?
I don't think you ever really are, like, you get done. You know, you're continually trying to make it better and better and better. And another comedian friend of mine, Bill O.C., he said, it's 8 years. You know, it takes 8 years, and that's when you're finally, like, where you know who you are and what you are up on stage. So I'd probably have to agree with him. You know, I was blessed. Comedy went very quickly for me, a lot quicker than it has for most comedians. Just, I did not know that. And I think it's because I'm clean and I do it to give glory to God. It's like, that's where I'm at and why I do what I do. And he's just opened up doors that other comedians are just like, wow. How did you do that? You know?
Right.
So, because it's just been amazing. I didn't have to do many open mics or hosting or any of that. I went right into feature comedy.
Have you met Tony from the National Comedy Hall of Fame yet?
I have, actually, and he wants to put me up on the wall.
Nice.
I know. I did a show there and he liked that.
So,
he's going to put me up on the wall. But then 2020 hit and it was like, because he's like, let's do it. We'll induct you and put you on. I'm like, that'd be lovely.
Wow. So. I know it goes so fast. And in January, we'll be an hour show. And I go, Carrie Kate will be very happy because her show will be at 3 o'clock. I have to give a quick shout out. And I promised Pastor Joe at Beaming Hope Church, all free, all you drivers that have children, Thanksgiving block party, giveaways, two-night stay at the Holiday Inn Harborside, restaurant gift card giveaway, clowns, obstacle course, burgers, hot dog, ice cream, clothes, shoes, accessory, music, music and more at 11000 110th North in Largo, and bemeethope.org. You can check it out up there as too. Maybe we can give a pizza giveaway or something.
Absolutely.
That would be super fun. So there you go, Pastor Joe. Big shout out to you at bemeethope.org. And any other last more minutes that you have that you want to say anything? Give your address or phone number. Where to call Rosso's Pizza? Let's order pizza now. That phone's going to be ringing off the hook. Well, kids are home from school.
Check us out on Facebook, and you know, we're at New York or NYPizzeria.com, and you can order online.
Yeah. So all you moms that are going, I really don't want to make dinner tonight. I just want to just chill and watch some Hallmark movies. And
I'm sorry. What?
I'm one of those.
Are you a Hallmarker?
I should have known. I know. And I'm an ice skater too.
They're all the same. Every Hallmark movie is the same.
I know.
Do you want to hear it? You want to hear every Hallmark movie?
Yeah, I do.
A boy and girl grow up in a small, small town. The boy liked the girl, liked the boy. Neither woman ever told each other that. When they grew up, little girl decided she didn't want to be in that small town anymore. She was going to go out to that big city and get that highfalutin job she always wanted. And she did. But what happened? They decided they're going to send her back to that small town because she's going to shut that factory down. But lo and behold, who's working it there except that little boy that she had liked and he had liked her, and they hadn't told each other. But now he's dating the prom queen, and her and that prom queen never ever got along. Right? Prom queen thought she was hot sign on a silver platter. Really, she should dried up booger on a paper plate. By the end of the movie, though, he decided he don't want to be with that prom queen. He wants to be with the girl who came back, but he didn't tell her in time. Right? And she's on that little time. Tarmac and that plane getting ready to leave, and he comes flying up in his Ford F-150 pickup truck, and he stops that airplane, and she jumps out. She goes, "Oh my goodness, what are you doing?" He goes, "Baby, I've loved you since the third grade. Here's a ring. Marry me," and they live happily ever after.
Gosh, that's amazing. Where's that hand clap? We need that. Tommy, that's amazing. Wow. You know, you could do my 30-second commercial, and where he keeps telling me I go over and over, you'd like hit it right on point. She'd do my 30-second spot like that. Very super cool. Well, the both of you, it's been a pleasure to have you here. And Tommy, thank you so much. Tommy, join us today. How are you doing back there? My engineer.
He's like, what?
I want to talk to you for a second. I want to say how amazing job you did with that commercial today. Thank you.
Oh, go on.
I am. I'm going like this because you're amazing. And a lot of people take you for granted and they don't realize how hard you work. And people should say thank you. And then, you know, look, you've been here how long?
Thank you, Tommy.
How long have you been here?
Stop, please. Stop.
No, I want to thank you. I'm very grateful and gratitude. So I want everyone to know that. There you go. You thank the people that help you get where you want to go.
Exactly. Thank you, Dawn.
Well,
thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Orner of Russo.
So I hope you enjoyed this short segment we had. Also, remember, sunkisscharters.com. Our sailing charter business is open, up to 6 people. This is a good deal. $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can bring your own. We can order from Russo's Pizza and cater in. And it's so exciting. And if you're looking for something to do on the Gulf of Mexico, 2 amazing captains. Just remember your gratuity for the captain. And you will have an amazing time. SunkissCharters.com. Check us out. And we just bought a pontoon boat, so about a 28-footer. So we're excited. So we got to go. There's another show, everybody. God bless you. We'll see you next week with Quentin Tarantino's father and more. Bye. Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Motown Originals are on the move, live, in person, and virtually, with an unprecedented concert and networking tour. Ozone Gold is traveling the country with a star-studded roster starting this November 26th here in the City of Champions, premiering the new hit single, Baller's Walk, from the original sound of Motown, Ozone. Also, check out the exclusive vending opportunities available live and virtually. Both are on sale now at OzoneGoldRadio.com. Check it out.
For all your professional photography needs, go to www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com and check out some of our work, such as weddings, actors' headshots, fashion shows, senior photos, and much more. To book an appointment, contact us through social media or our website, or call us at 863-668-1019 for your free consultation at Lasting Impressions by Nicole.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life helps us.
Tantalk Radio 106.1.
Living that healthy lifestyle show.
Everybody, it's Carrie Kay. Happy, happy self-healing Tuesday. How is everybody today? This is Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, and I have a special guest with me today that I'm so excited to introduce here in just a minute. I want to thank my Heavenly Father before I start out and just say thank you so much, Lord, for this wonderful show that you've inspired me to get started and help so many thousands of people, the people out there that aren't doing well. Lord, I pray for everybody that's listening. If you're listening right now, the Lord is holding you in his arms and he loves you so much. And Lord, we just want to thank you so much for this show and how much you've done and all of our many wonderful blessings. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you, Loriana. I'm just so excited today to be talking to you about a special organization that I'm a part of called Voices, and I've only read a little bit of information about it, but I do know that it is something that needs to be in the world. More people need to do something And that's what I say, you know, if you can just do one thing to help someone else, your life will be so much better. And that's how I've lived my life. I am also an abuse victim, but I am also a victor in Christ now, you know, so that is my past. And I have come through it immensely. And I have been risen from a very, very horrible childhood. And it's just amazing how I've been able to pull myself out of everything that happened and be the woman that I am and that God has created me to be. And I know that this organization, we didn't have very many of them around back in those days. I'm going to be in the 50s, so, you know, and we just really didn't have that many back in those days. Where organizations really supported these women and children who are being rescued. So, you know, your vision for this amazing organization, can you tell us a little bit about it? Tell us about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So about 2 years ago, God gave me a dream about doing this, having a safe home for victims. And, you know, I come from a family with sexual abuse and 3 generations, and I said no more, it's stopping here, because if we don't stop it, then the next generation's gonna have it, and I wasn't allowing that to be on my family. And when I was praying, God was like, you need to open up a home, and I'm like, okay, whatever you say, I'm gonna do, and I did. And so right now we are raising money to have a safe home in Brooksville, Florida. And the name VOICES, the acronym stands for Voices of Innocence Crying Out Every Second, because every child who has been a victim of human trafficking is screaming because they need the help. And they may not know it yet because of what they're going through, but when they meet their Heavenly Father, they will understand that we're here, there to help them. And that's one of my main things, is that if we can help, like you've said, one person a day and make awareness, that's gonna really help so many people and so many families who are going through this. One thing that I've really been praying about is that we need to make sure that these families will become whole, and that it's not just we're helping the girl, we're helping these families, because they are going through just as much as the girl, because they don't understand how they're feeling. And so we want to have classes for the parents so that they can talk with other parents who are going through this.
So when you were growing up, you went through some other circumstances like I did.
Yeah.
We all have a story, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so just tell us a little bit about, you know, that.
When my grandfather passed away 4 years ago, my mom told us that she was abused by him sexually, and it really was hard for me because it's the person that I looked up to my whole life. And when I found that out, I was like, so, you know, we've been around this person this long, and, you know, who knows what he could have done to me. And it wasn't him. I mean, I've had dreams about it being at a younger age where I was abused, but it wasn't him. It was a family member. That was a cousin that did it to me. And my grandmother was also abused, too, by her father. Mm. So I know that a lot of women don't want to talk about it, and boys don't want to talk about their abuse. And I feel like if we band together and have conversations about it, that's the only way that we're going to heal.
Yeah.
And through God, you know.
Amen.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we both have been through a lot, and we both have come out of it, and we both have this just amazing story. I know you're doing some really great things right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to shout out to, you know, to Dawn for having us on the show for the special Beauty Queen special, and how much she's working with the Miracle Network. And that's really awesome that she's added me with Living a Healthy Lifestyle. And she's really grateful to have you on the show today. And I'm sure that there's going to be some things going on, some events in the future that we can definitely help these children, these women and children that have been rescued. You know, I'm a holistic health coach, and I would love to offer my services to these kids.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Volunteer, yes.
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm volunteering for Miracles Outreach, too. You know, there's a couple organizations that I'm really interested in and helping. And it's just amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, if one person just does something, right?
Yes.
And the vision right now for Voices, you were saying you're doing some events coming up. And so, like, we're going to do this 5K coming up, right?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes,
because,
we are.
I would love to be a part of that. And now, are the children going to be running then?
Kids are allowed to run, and teenagers. There's also going to be like top placing medals too as well. So you will get a medal if you place in the top. It's going to start out at Great Life Church on 50 in Spring Hill, Brooksville, Florida, at 14494 Cortez Boulevard. All the information will be going up on November 21st on our Voices website, which is voicesfl.com. And just go up in the Coming Up Soon tab, and you'll be able to sign up right there on the 21st. Right now, we were saying it's going to be $50 for adult entry, and then children are $25. And all these proceeds are going towards our down payment for a home. Our biggest thing is that right now, with real estate being so high, is that having a down payment is, you know, we want to get a good chunk. So,
wow, yeah. That is so awesome. I have another friend that's looking for homes right now. It's a tough time.
Yeah.
A lot of people are looking for homes, and everybody wants to move to Florida.
Yes.
Go figure, right? So how are you helping these young women and children? What are some of the ways that you're helping them?
Right now I have an amazing friend. I can't say her name, but
that's okay.
You know, because of her, for safety reasons.
Sure.
So I ended up meeting her. So I was telling my testimony at our church during a women's conference, and I told my testimony. And after I was done, she grabbed me in the foyer and was like, "Hey, I really need to talk to you." And I was like, "Okay, what's going on?" She's like, "I was a victim 4 years ago," and I said, "No, you're a survivor now." And she was like, "Yes, I am."
Amen.
And I said to her, so what, you know, she told me a little bit of her story. And she said, "Whatever way that I can do to help out, I'd love to help." And I said, "Okay." And so she went through a few things with abuse and having a domestic violence situation that happened a couple of months ago. And we were able to get her the help that she needed. And whenever she needs me, I'm available. If she calls me in the middle of the night and says, "Hey, I may relapse or I'm having an issue," I talk to her and we talk it out and we pray. And
prayer is awesome.
Yes,
changes
yes,
things.
It does.
It and, changes things.
She really has opened up, because we just did a human trafficking awareness event with Brooksville Rotary, and she got to speak for the first time and told her testimony in front of 180 people. And she did it without even, she stumbled for like 10 seconds and then completely went right back into what she was saying. And she did it with so much grace. And I'm so proud of her for that. And I can't wait to see she's just one, you know, one of my really good friends, Monique, I will say her name. And she was in a victim of human trafficking as well, and her story really opened my eyes 6 years ago. And she's a survivor now, and she has an amazing husband and children. And she, wherever she goes, she's a hairdresser, and she tells her story while everyone's in her chair.
Oh, that's awesome.
And like loves on these women who are in her chair.
Oh, that's
and so just shows them the love of Jesus. And you know, and she spoke at that human trafficking awareness event as well, and to see how her transformation, what God has really done for her, is amazing. And to see after both of them spoke, to have, you know, parents coming up to them and saying, "Thank you so much for telling your testimony."
Amen.
Because you know what, you just gave me the courage to speak to my child about what's going on. And I think that's the major thing, is like, you know, have those conversations with your kids about it. Talk about human trafficking, do research. And see, you know, Florida is the top, one of the, it's top three.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Yes. You Florida's know. The top third in the state.
Yes.
So, but we are changing that.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. Well, I know that with my organization, Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, we are definitely going to support your voices. We're definitely going to be a part of the events and just bring in the people. And, you know, people are so interested right now in helping change lives. I've seen a lot of it more, you know, after last year, you know, they're either that way or the other way. So we do have a lot of really good things happening now. People are turning their lives around and giving them to Christ. It's the only way to go.
Yes.
And I know from my personal experience, I could not have done any of this without God.
Yeah.
I just, people that have to walk down that road without him, I just pray, you know, that all of our listeners, if there's anyone out there, you can reach out to Loriana, and, you know, you can definitely, please don't feel like you, you know, can't do that, because we are here to help you. You know, you can contact her. I can put out my information out on my Facebook. It's Carrie K. Davis. I'm also a certified holistic health coach, and I work with these situations to help people get healthy. So are you excited about the future of health too?
Yes.
What is so exciting about some of the things that I've told you about what's coming up with health, like with the natural stem cell regeneration?
Yeah,
patch?
I think it's awesome, because you were explaining to me how it's been helping you, and then you gave me one, you're like, oh, just try it. I was like, okay, you know, and in my back I was like, oh wow, I don't feel that pain anymore. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like,
so you had pain today?
Yes. And
wow.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's so cool. So what was it on a pain level between 1 and 10?
I was at like a 6.
Oh wow, that's I didn't even know you were suffering.
Yeah, I have a herniated disc, so yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I got hit by a school bus last year, and it changed everything for me. And this type of technology with holistic health, I'm so proud that I've learned and educated a lot on how this is going to change the future.
Yeah.
And we are looking right now at light frequencies. So if anybody's heard about those, or you're interested in, put some information in the chat about it. If you have any questions, light frequencies is the future. And what this patch does is it activates our stem cells, your very own stem cells, to rebuild your body into homeostasis. So we lose our precious stem cells, like I was telling you, right around the age 30 or the age 60. We have none left, right? So by 70, how could we fight off disease and illness? And there's a lot of things that I want to teach these children about living that healthy lifestyle. The 5-step program, which is mindset. I believe mindset is really huge. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I agree 100%.
That if the kids have a really great mindset, and they're being taught that God loves them, they're being taught that this is a family that is helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really helps them to. I met some of them the night of the big gala. It was the 20th anniversary of Miracles Outreach.
Well, that's amazing.
And I was invited. Yeah, I was invited, and it was so cool to sit there and talk to those children and hear their stories about where they were and where they are today.
That's amazing.
And they're not ashamed of their bodies. They're not ashamed of themselves any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just so fascinating to me that children can, they're so resilient, and they can actually come out of it, you know. And I'm one that did, and so are you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. So what fundraisers are you doing right now?
Okay, so we have an amazing friend from our church who is a photographer, and he's doing a family photo sessions shoot on Saturday. And if you just go to his website, elegantexposuresinc.com, and just click on the little present, and you can sign up for a session. Even though we're in Clearwater area, even if you want to gift it to somebody, that would be amazing. And it's only $50 and half the proceeds are going to Voices. And it's amazing. I'm just so thankful for Jay and his family and his wife that they wanted to do
that. Oh, yeah.
For
I did
us.
Want to give a shout out to Jay. Jay is how I met you. Yes. So he's a photographer. Mm-hmm. And he was very, very helpful in getting me set up with this wonderful organization that I'm just so humbled to be a part of. So what is your end goal? And what's going to be in the season? What's coming up?
So our end goal is to have a home, but we want to have a home that they feel whole, that these girls come in with, they come in broken, but they're going to be made whole in our home.
Aww.
And so we want to have life skills classes to teach them how to bake.
Oh, I definitely want to be a part of that.
You know, and just teach them how to,
to
balance a checkbook and just things that you would overlook every single day, like, you know, being able to go to the store and use your card, you know, use your debit card, and just teaching them how to do things that will be able to help them. And like teaching them how to make their bed and just simple things that we overlook every single day. They're, you know, some of them in testimonies I've heard, they're not, you know, oh, I haven't been on a bed in 10 months, you know, some of the girls. And it's so sad to hear
that
you
is
know?
Sad.
And so when I, you know, I hear these testimonies, I'm like, what? Like, you know, and in my mind, I'm like, you know, even just simple as that, like having new bedding for their bed. Like, just that simple.
So, we do have an organization. It's the Women's Empower Her. And I know the owner of it, and she's really, really amazing, Amby. And if you're listening, I don't know if you are. You're usually not on Facebook. But she actually has a room in her big building that she has specifically for women to come in and get supplies.
Oh, that's,
you know,
amazing.
They can come in and get, like, things that they need, you know, women's supplies, and they have clothes and they have shoes and they've bought makeup for everybody.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's like you can come in and just take for the women, and they also have diapers and things like that if it's women and children and things like that. So and she is just awesome, and we're going to be doing an event in January with her, so maybe I should hook you up with her.
Yes, absolutely.
To talk to her about
because
these girls would have somewhere to go. Now they also do on Tuesday night, they do art therapy.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
I've actually done that.
Oh, really? How
yes.
was it?
Oh, it is so great. Like, I went into my childhood, and I believe that the question that they asked was, if you could go back to your childhood, what would you say to your inner child?
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, what would I say? I would say that I was wanted. I would say that even though the parents were divorced and that it was their problem and not me, right? It wasn't, you know, and I didn't have to save everybody and my family, like the kids and everything. So I would just go back and I would just allow myself to be a child again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. So, but art therapy they do on Tuesday night.
That's amazing.
7 o'clock.
That is...
So at this Women Empower Her. And I've worked with Amby, and I'm definitely going to get you hooked up with that, because these women, they need somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I got a really cool shirt from there. She's very fashionable. It was a really, really nice shirt. So they're helping
awesome.
A lot of people.
That is amazing. You know, and that's one thing that we were saying too, is that, you know, if we can get just, you know, families involved, even if they're not coming to the home, because this has to be a really secluded location.
Yes.
You know, for their safety, for these
just
girls.
Just an area to drop off stuff to help
yes,
people.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And that's what we were saying. And so we were just like, you know, even just to have, like you said, an area to do that. And we just did in October, we had our women's conference at Great Life. And we actually did
it.
Yeah, it's totally okay. We're gonna have one next year. It's gonna be amazing.
Good.
And so we did a makeup bag drive. And so what we did was we had just like little toiletries in a little makeup bag. And we like blessed these girls in the shelter that's down the road from our church.
A makeup bag.
Yeah, we just did like a makeup bag with like makeup.
So what are you doing for Christmas? If you want, I know, if you, exactly, if you want people to get together, you know, we could absolutely have you on the show. We could do a you know, people could give.
Yeah,
this is the season for giving.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you give, your hands are open like this, you know, is what I've learned.
Yes,
and
absolutely. Anything that could help the girls, shampoo, things like that, that would be great. Also, if you just want to give out of your heart, just go to the Voices FL website and just do on the donate, and you can, you know, it would be really appreciative.
You want to give them the website one more time?
Yeah, it's voicesfl.com is our website. And the 5K will be on there on the 21st, and it's going to be January 22nd, 2022.
So, wow.
And January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And that's why we wanted to do it. And it's not so hot in Florida. That's the main thing.
That's great.
Yes.
So we're going to be running and it's not going to be too hot.
It's going to be beautiful.
Can I walk?
Yes, you can walk.
Running is really hard on your knees.
Yes. Yes.
But it's so good that I have the patches because we can just put them on anytime we have any inflammation or any irritation at all.
Yes, absolutely.
So I am so excited to have you on the show today. Ari Lauriana.
Yes.
I've been saying it right. And so for the future, we're going to be doing some events together. We'll have to get back on again.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm truly thankful. Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me
on. Oh, you're welcome. You know, and, you know, I'd like to just say a special prayer that you will get that house. I believe in manifestation. Mm-hmm. I believe that in the gift that God has given us to believe before you see it, right? Mm-hmm. The faith of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
So you believe in something and you see it and then you're like, okay, that's what I want. And then you go for it. You really go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that over and over and over again. And it really is the secret of God, you know.
Yeah, it is.
It really is the secret of how he works. He loves us so, so very much. And so, and I'm writing a book called Living a Healthy Lifestyle.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, you know, the show and everything. And God has done a lot of amazing things in my life to help me. I just can't wait till we put both of our heads together and do some really great things
in
the future.
Yes, I know. Me too. I'm super thankful. Thank you for having me on. And thank you for just letting me share my vision for our home. And just, I know, truly know that there's going to be so many women and girls that are going to be blessed.
There are angels among us, and that's why I had that song playing. It's going to be playing again in a minute by Alabama. It's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is.
And there are angels among us. We just need to open our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This is Carrie Kay with Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. I'll see you next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, it's 515-822-4877. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, and God bless.
Let me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light. So many faces show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.